Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Mark Lerner graduated from Michigan State University with high honors with a BA in social science back in 1972. He completed an intensive one-year training course in professional astrology and began his incredible career. He deals primarily with what they call mundane astrology, focusing on the higher destinies of nations, humanity, and good old planet Earth as well. And here he is back on Coast to Coast AM, Mark Lerner. Mark, welcome back.
Well, thank you, George. Great to be with you.
You ready for a great 2024?
Well, Mercury has just gone direct, or what we call stationary. So the ancient messenger of the divine is extremely strong. And although I have my own, I've created three different podcasts about the truth about Mercury retrograde, I'm not such a firm believer in the modern approach of the negativity and the fear that some of the calendars come out with about Mercury in reverse. It's just because it happens three times a year for 3 weeks at a time, and there isn't sort of an equal emphasis on all the planets that go in reverse, Venus, Jupiter, Mars, and so on.
Let's talk a little bit about some predictions you made in January and March of last year that are pretty uncanny. One is you said Vladimir Putin was not going to back down in Ukraine, and you're right about that.
Oh, well, he's a tremendous nemesis. You know, he's been in power since 2000. So we've got 23, almost 24 years, and I guess he's supposedly running for re-election in March, but that's a done deal. And the big problem with these leaders like Putin and Xi is that they interact with America's birth chart from the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776. And their own charts show, I mean, apparently the people in Russia are still going for Vladimir. And in China, we know they have a more or less capitalist economy, but it's still a communist nation. But their birth charts do not jive really easily with America's chart.
No, not at all. Not at all. And it seems like he's going to run again this year. And so that'll put 24, 25 years behind him.
Yeah, and it's just such a, I mean, of course there are other parliamentary systems throughout Europe and other places, and we have such an unusual situation with our constitution, which the presidency used to be always by tradition March 4th every 4 years, and then that changed after FDR was president, and it changed to January 20th. So literally at noon, January 20th, whenever we have after an election, literally at noon, whether the person takes whatever oath they take, that's when the presidency begins. So we have a very fixed system, and we can't really get out from under it.
We've got a big total solar eclipse on April 8th of this year. What does that mean?
Well, this has been hyped for a long time. There won't be another total solar eclipse in the continental U.S. for 20 years. So that's why the astronomers in particular and hotels are being booked. So what's happening is this is a total solar eclipse with the path of totality that comes out of the Pacific, goes through Mexico, and then goes, its path of totality goes through places like Austin and Dallas, and eventually goes through kind of the southeast and the middle east states like Missouri and Illinois, and then goes up through New York. It actually goes through Montreal, Canada, and out through Newfoundland. And the reason this is so special is that this planet called Chiron, which is considered the first centaur planet, which was discovered in 1977, is exactly with the sun and moon. And that's what makes, for astrologers, some extraordinary kind of thing, because, and I've studied it, and so many astrologers, which we had with Welcome to Planet Earth for 20 years, have studied Chiron. And Chiron is a centaur, half human, half horse in mythology. But it was discovered in November of 1977, has all these amazing qualities, shamans, even astrology itself, prophecy, it's connected to alternative medicine and herbs, even music and archery. So many different areas that Chiron is strong with, including ETs, UFOs, the Great Pyramid, and the Twilight Zone. And one other little thing is that America's having three Chiron returns, one on April 21 of this year, another one on November 7th, 2 days after the election, and a third one next February. So we're going to have crises and challenges about healing, but also breakthroughs. I just sort of have a feeling that the UFO or aerial phenomenon movement is going to become incredibly strong because of this.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. The path of totality is what is the big thing. When we had the total eclipse, remember when President Trump was president, August of 2017, that path of totality started out here in Oregon, went through the middle of the United States, and what was phenomenal about it, George and the listeners, is that it ended in Charleston, South Carolina, where the Civil War began on April 12, 1861. It also went through the birthplace of Edgar Casey in Kentucky. So I watch these things from a psychological and spiritual pathway. These paths of totality are not just astronomical, but they represent sort of evoking spirit, you know, and change and so on. But April 8th, and anyone born like around April 7, April 8, April 9, this is a really powerful time. It's also a new moon. So the sun, the moon, and Chiron will all be together. It's a very exact alignment. If people, with my podcast on Great Bear Enterprises and Astroscope, I did about a three-hour one called Discover Your Personal Chirological Cycles. I did it a couple years ago. If people want to learn about how Chiron works with them and so on, they should take a listen to that, because it's filled with charts about famous people like Jeff Bridges, the actor, and so many other people who have very strong Chiron. By the way, both President Biden and former President Trump have exceedingly strong chyrons, okay? So to their different parties, there is a sense of healers. This is another thing about Chiron, a kind of wounded healer archetype. So they have to do with healing the country, but there's both people have wounds, you know, in terms of how the public looks at them and different things that go on in their lives. But they're both powerful Chiron figures.
Before Chiron was discovered, how did astrologers handle this?
Well, this is what keeps changing in the course of history. Of course, before Uranus was discovered, or Uranus, depending on how you team it, March 13, 1781, a lot of the ancient and medieval meanings of the planets, there were the seven celestial bodies, the sun and moon, the two lights, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. And so Jupiter had certain meanings, so did Saturn and Mars and so on. But once you start discovering Uranus in 1781, Neptune in 1846, and Pluto in 1930, then Chiron in 1977, we suddenly sort of need to shift what rules what. But, for instance, one of the rulerships of Chiron, which literally has an etymology going back to the meaning of using your hand, like I think you just had someone on about palmistry.
Yes.
Palmistry and the fact that Chiron, it's often, it sounds like, I mean, it's spelled, the way we spell it is C-H, but it really has a K sound, and its etymology really goes back to Latin and Greek, meaning the hand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
In your savings weather an economic storm, think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now, what about Pluto? What's its involvement?
Okay, well, we've been dealing with what's called America's first Pluto return from 1776. Pluto was never dropped. You know, the astronomers dropped it. They called it a dwarf planet. But at the same time, they raised Ceres, the largest asteroid, and said it's also a dwarf planet rather than an asteroid. But astrologers have never gone along with that. And now we have planets like Sedna and Eris, Makemake, Haumea, a lot of strange names. planets beyond Pluto. But Pluto has a 246 to 247 year cycle. And if you add those years from 1776, you get, and this is pretty amazing, it's over a couple years, 4 days before Putin invaded Ukraine, we had our first Pluto return. And Pluto is the god of the underworld, of extremes, of mysteries and secrets. And in mythology, Pluto had a helmet that when he came to the upper world, it would make him invisible. So a lot of things that have to do with things that are kept in the dark, conspiracies, all these things that, you know, we're now concerned with the last couple years, you know, wondering still, you know, what happened with JFK, what happened with 9-1-1, what's going on in around the world in all of these areas, which are global hotspots and having all these threats. The extreme nature of that is because Pluto is the extremely far-out planet 3 billion miles away.
So Pluto is not that great when it comes around, is it?
Well, it's in the chart that we have used for many decades with Welcome to Planet Earth and at Great Bear Enterprises. The chart we use, Pluto is in what's called house number 2 when America was born, and that's the house of finance and business and money. And since Pluto, I mean, for instance, it has a lot of spiritual meanings. When Pluto works well, it represents sort of the will of the divine, will, purpose, and power. So people who are born with, say, Sun conjunct Pluto or Pluto rising or the Moon with Pluto or planets that are what we call trine, which is a triangular link, which is favorable, or sextile, which is 60 degrees, and they have a strong Pluto, then they can be sort of the movers and shakers, the billionaires, you know, who can do a lot of good, and it doesn't have to be greed.
So give me an overview of 2024. Thumbs up or down?
Well, you know, I've been an eternal optimist. Having done the astrology cosmic calendar for 42 years, every single day, whatever I've written, there are positive energies. And what I wanted everybody out there to know, we have 13 new moons every year, which is a time of forward momentum, building forward momentum. And every full moon, 2 weeks later, this is when millions of people now meditate, you know, join together in groups and so on to bring in goodwill, peace, and light. So, you know, I feel like every day there's golden opportunities in the field of astrology. We're going to have different crises and different threats, but somehow this Chiron force is really important about healing. And by the way, 50 years ago, when President Nixon resigned and President Ford took over, there were 5 Chiron returns. So we're going to have an election year like no other time except for maybe 50 years ago.
We can't make predictions yet. Some people have, but we don't really know who the candidates are yet.
Right. And, you know, the thing is, you know, anything could happen in terms of the for instance, Kamala Harris, you know, has been sort of roasted and criticized a lot. But she is the first woman vice president. And the thing is that Nikki Haley is born, and get this, January 20th, 1972. And January 20th is when we have our inaugurations. And there's a lot of talk now about the fact that she might go on the ticket with Trump.
I'm concerned about Iran and its involvement with Israel and Hamas. What about you?
Okay. We're having, absolutely, you know, you've asked me many times, there are all these global hotspots. But with this Pluto return also, in what's called astrocartography, or moving sort of around the planet with a chart, it's a phenomenal field that's developed over 40 years. America's Pluto, this Pluto that's come back, is literally over the Persian Gulf. And what's been happening with Hezbollah and Hamas and these Houthi rebels, Iran is now much more aligned with Russia, you know, and China as well.
Yeah.
And one other little thing here, Jupiter is coming, will unite with Uranus for the first time in 14 years. That happens on April 20th and 21st in Taurus. And Israel is going to bear the brunt of both Jupiter and Uranus, these big planets going over its sun in Taurus, because Israel came into being May 14th, 1948. So I am very concerned about how this Middle East situation is exploding. And it just feels like that's always, you know, the key area where everything boils over. And it's very worrisome.
What determines the events that happen, Mark? The astrological events?
Well,
or do they only foretell what happens?
As Carl Jung, the Swiss psychotherapist who got into astrology, did the charts of dozens, if not hundreds, of married people. He's the one who coined the expression, whatever happens at a moment of time has the qualities of that moment of time. So an astronomer has called me twice, or he hasn't actually called me, and he keeps saying, all you astrologers are con artists because Jupiter and Saturn are hundreds of millions of miles away, and they can't influence you as a person. Well, he's exactly right, but he doesn't understand it's symbolic. When you take your first breath, the planetary motions, the sun, the moon, the eight main planets, four main asteroids, Chiron, what are called the nodes of the moon, they're in different signs of the zodiac, they're in different houses and different alignments, and that is kind of your path of destiny. And then you get these transits and progressions that give you opportunities or challenges every day of your life.
Truly remarkable how it works, Mark, isn't it?
It works amazingly, but see, Sir Isaac Newton, who was into astrology and alchemy, had this fight with Edmund Halley. They were at some kind of gathering, and it's a famous saying because Edmund Halley, eventually Halley's Comet was named after Halley after he died, but they were at a conference, and Edmund Halley was a strict astronomer, and Sir Isaac Newton was actually an astrologer, and he is quoted as saying, "Sir, I have studied the subject and you have not." And this is a famous thing. We have a lot of astronomers who just are unwilling to sort of jump into the astrology area and give it the credit that it needs.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.